You're listening to Queen of the Thrones research and clinically supported medical advisor content. Connect to your body, your source, and your purpose through innovative and modern self-care practices. It's time to unlock your potential for infinite wellness. In the profound journey of motherhood, marked by sleepless nights and selfless sacrifices, a woman's body undergoes amazing changes to bring life into the world. As we navigate the challenges of postpartum, breastfeeding, recovery, and more, you can find comfort and support from castor oil and Queen of the Thrones Castor Oil Packs, a gentle, natural tool to bring you mind, body, and spiritual wellness. Benefits of castor oil. You've likely heard of castor oil before. Perhaps your grandmother swore by it for helping you go number two. Or maybe you've read online it can help induce labor. While castor oil traditionally has been used as a stimulant laxative when taken orally, research has shown this to be a rather harsh evacuation on your bowels, causing urgency, cramping, and discomfort. But today, castor oil has been celebrated all over the world for its multi-purpose abilities, bringing you whole-body wellness without needing to consume it. Sounds wonderful, agreed? Let's break down a few of castor oil's uses, shall we? Castor oil uses. Castor oil for postpartum hair loss. Let's be honest. Most of us enjoyed how healthy looking our hair seemed to be during pregnancy, right? The shine, length, and thickness visible for all to see. But now it's like it falls out in clumps after every shower. You watch it swirl down the drain with a heavy heart, knowing it once was full of so much vitality. Can you relate? Sure, there's tons of hair care products lining store shelves, promising healthy-looking hair. But with a little one keeping you busy, where do you find the time? Not to worry, my friend, because we get it. Time and money are valuable these days, which is why we strive to bring you self-care that is simple and adaptable in your day-to-day life. Find support with castor oil for postpartum hair loss. Plus, support thicker, longer hair. Nourish breakage and split ends. Enhance shine and strength. You're going to love the Queen of the Thrones Castor Oil Hair Mask, a nourishing natural hair remedy you can do from the comfort of home. But it doesn't stop there. Castor oil can be used for lashes and brows, too. Can I use castor oil on eyelashes while breastfeeding? Castor oil is not only great for the hair on your head, but for your lashes and brows, too. But maybe you're wondering if this self-care practice is safe while breastfeeding. Thankfully, the topical application of castor oil on your eyelashes and brows is a safe self-care practice. Applying castor oil topically on your breasts can also bring you wonderful skin-loving nutrients and support. Plus, you'll be able to support your breast wellness even more with castor oil packs for breasts. But the postpartum phase isn't all sunshine and roses, because there's one thing, besides sleep debt, that weighs heavy on most new mothers: constipation. Castor oil for constipation post-delivery. Postpartum constipation, the unwelcome guest that makes its appearance after childbirth, right? As if postpartum recovery wasn't challenging enough. Then, when you add in the discomforts of constipation post-delivery, it can feel like you're giving birth all over again. Can you relate? Wearing a liver castor oil pack is a safe and gentle practice that supports liver detox, inflammation, and constipation. However, if you are breastfeeding, it may be best to avoid it until you're finished breastfeeding, to avoid toxins in breast milk. Good news, though, Mama. Postpartum is the ideal time to reset organs and nourish depleted tissues. So, beginning with the pelvic castor oil pack practice is a great place to start. Save the liver castor oil pack until after you've finished breastfeeding. So, how does it all work to support your body postpartum? It may help balance inflammation in your pelvic area. It nourishes and supports your organs during postpartum recovery, and supports cleansing of the uterus and fallopian tubes, enhances circulation and lymphatic drainage to this sensitive area, and supports you for constipation post-delivery. It's like a little helper for your hormones and guts, supporting you after the roller coaster of childbirth. Sounds good, agreed? Castor oil for scars and stretch marks. So you're navigating the waters of postpartum, focusing on recovery and being a new mom to your little one. But maybe you're looking to use castor oil for scars and stretch marks, hoping to lessen their appearance. Is this you? Those stripes of honor from the journey of motherhood are beautiful representations, a canvas made from creating new life. So how can we begin to support these delicate etchings on our skin? Castor oil is a great option for soothing scars and stretch marks while delivering essential nutrients to your skin. However, please note that if you have a fresh C-section scar or incision, refrain from applying castor oil or a castor oil pack over the open wound. A great way to utilize castor oil for scars and stretch marks is with a fascia body roller. This self-care gem is armed with refreshingly cool metal balls that roll effortlessly across your body. Fascia body rolling may help support enhanced circulation and lymphatic drainage, breaking down scar tissue from injury, surgery, cesarean section, and/or endometriosis. Appearance of stretch marks, scarring, cellulite, and varicose veins postpartum. Tight IT bands and sore muscles through fascia release. Castor oil and cabbage leaves for breasts. If you find yourself in the midst of swollen, tender breasts, whether during pregnancy or postpartum, you may be searching for natural relief. Mastitis is a common, uncomfortable condition that affects many women on their postpartum and breastfeeding journey. Can you relate? Now, you may have heard about cabbage leaves helping to support the discomfort associated with mastitis, but is there any truth to it? Using cabbage leaves may help alleviate breast engorgement pain and extend breastfeeding duration. Some studies indicate its effectiveness, while others suggest it may not be as useful. How does castor oil combined with cabbage leaves offer support? Using castor oil and cabbage leaves is a bit of a home remedy approach that some people try to help with mastitis. Now, keep in mind, those aren't proven cures, and what works can vary from person to person. So, with castor oil, some folks think it might help because it's believed to have anti-inflammatory properties in the form of racinoleic acid. Applying castor oil packs to your sore breasts may help calm down the inflammation and make things feel a bit better. Also, massaging with castor oil might support blood circulation, which could be helpful in fighting off any potential infection. Now, cabbage leaves. People sometimes use chilled cabbage leaves as a sort of cold compress for their breasts. It's supposed to be soothing and might help with the pain and swelling. How exactly do you combine this duo to help support breast discomfort? Get the recipe in the free download. In closing, so mama, embracing the wonders of castor oil and castor oil packs can be a game changer as you navigate the beautiful yet challenging postpartum journey. As you cradle your little one and savor those precious moments, consider incorporating these natural remedies into your self-care routine. The nurturing properties of castor oil can lend a comforting hand, offering support during this transformative period. Here's to finding solace in the simplicity of castor oil, a gentle companion for every new mom as she begins the amazing adventure of motherhood. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to share it with your friends. And don't forget to read about the counterfeit castor oil packs. You can find the link at the bottom of this blog. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, as well as on our site at queenofthethrones.com. You can also email us anytime at care@queenofthethrones.com.